in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Hallelujah. So you see here that even as a child, as he grew, the Bible said Jesus was full of wisdom. Hallelujah. That means that Jesus never encountered a situation or a circumstance that he didn't know the will of God. He always knew. He always knew what to do. When they took that woman in adultery, they took caught her in the act, threw her down at his feet and say, our law says, they threw the word on him. They put the word on Jesus. The law say, Moses says she should be stoned. What do you say? And I'm going to tell you, the wisdom of God kicked in. Start writing on the ground. And then he said this, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Boy, that was the wisdom of God. And all them people that was holding the rock, holding the stone, the Bible said from the oldest one down to the youngest one, had to drop their rock and had to back up. They had to get out of the way. That's the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Remember when they were crossing the sea and the storm came up and the boat's being tossed to and fro? And Jesus back there asleep? And they have used all of their human wisdom. They done dipped water out the boat. They done changed the sails. I mean, they done tried to get with the wind. They done everything they know to do. Finally, they done run out of options. They ain't got no more wisdom. Jesus! They did have enough sense to call on him, though. I give them credit. When your boat full of water and you about to sink, you better know you can call on the Lord. They woke him up. He looked at them and said, where's your faith? Peace be still. Then the Bible said there was a great calm that came. And then they backed up and say, what kind of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Why? He had the wisdom of God. He knew just what to do. He didn't say, wait a minute, y'all, let's pray. See, if I'd have been on the boat, I'd say, y'all, let's pray. I'd have said, hey, let's pray. Pray, pray, pray. Everybody pray. Pray or die. Pray. Jesus had the wisdom to say, peace be still. Shut up out there. Get quiet. Still now. What kind of man is this? That's what they ought to be saying about you at work. What kind of woman is this? What kind of man is this? Know what to do in every situation. Why? Full of the Holy Ghost, being led by the Spirit of God, doing things that don't look like going to work, but going to work. Because the Holy Ghost told you to do it this way. And you got that wisdom. The wisdom is in the obedience. Hallelujah. You say, yeah, but that was Jesus. You know, somebody going to always say, yeah, but that was Jesus. Then they don't even say his name right. That was Jesus. You know when they say that, they always say, yeah, but that was Jesus. You ain't him. Yeah, but he in me. I got him right here. His body's his temple. Oh, the same Jesus that walked the shore of the Galilee. Take a step every time I take one. Hallelujah. Oh, I got him on the inside. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm supposed to know I'm a son of God. Hallelujah. And what I need to know, the Holy Ghost is going to download it. You know how sometimes you don't know what to do, you're trying to figure it out? Then all of a sudden it's like somebody flip a switch. Oh, me and CeCe, we was praying about a decision, a financial decision we had to make. I mean, I wrestle about that thing over and over. I get all, you know, I'm a fact person. I get all the facts together. And I'm trying to figure it out with all the facts. But, you know, there's a fact in here that I can't figure out is the future.